Hello and welcome to 501c3 BS, Deprogramming for Organizational Growth, where we bust the myths of the social sector. I'm your host, Zoop Velasco, director of the Gianeschi Center for Nonprofit Research at California State University's Mihailo College of Business and Economics. Welcome to the beginning of Season 3 of 501c3 BS. We're going to start the season by giving you the 10 top episodes from our first two seasons, just to kind of give you a refresher course and get you in the mood. Then we'll follow that up with some great new podcasts, which were recorded live at our G3X conference this past August. G3X stands for Growing Exciting and Excellent Exempt Organizations, and that's what we hope the podcast will do for you. Just to kind of give you a primer into what's going to happen for the rest of the season, I thought I would just give you a little bit of a tutorial of the social sector. What comes to your mind when you hear the word nonprofit? Most people will think of maybe their local Goodwill thrift shop or their homeless shelter. But there's a lot more to us than that. What most people don't realize is the sheer size of us. According to USA Nonprofit Exempt Organization Financial History Analysis done by David Yu at Hannah Soul Consulting on March 12, 2018, so this is very recent, we are $4.1 trillion of the U.S. GDP. That means we are 21.2% of the economy in 2017. That is huge. Matter of fact, if we were a country, we would be larger than the economy of Germany at $3.6 trillion. So don't sell yourselves short. We're not just for the poor, but any community need. And you use us all the time without even knowing it. Things like charter schools, pet shelters, historic sites, arts companies, museums, stages, youth programs, tutoring, hospitals, public broadcasting, nonprofit news sources like the Center for Investigative Reporting. Even government reports come from a large not-for-profit organization called the RAND Corporation. And of course, there are your thrift shops that you use every day. People go to AA and NA meetings that are usually tax-exempt. How about churches, synagogues, mosques? Even the internet is controlled by a large multinational community benefit organization called the IEEE Computer Society. All of our disasters around the world go through the Red Cross or the Red Crescent. Service clubs built your communities. Community organizations like Rotary, Kiwanis, and Lions Clubs, and their youth affiliates like Rotaract, Circle K, Leo Clubs, Key Clubs, and Interact Clubs. A lot of people think we're just small little organizations, but there are pension plans that are over $90 billion. There are fellowships for college institutions over $70 billion. We have health plans and hospitals over $70 billion. And foundations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with $65 billion in assets. We are not just a small little community. We are government partners in historic sites, arts, hospitals, shelters, and friends of groups that partner with government to make government run better with private industry investment. We have corporate partners like philanthropic foundations, healthcare, pension plans, college endowments, private school scholarships, and environmental cleanup. You can go to any college campus and find over a dozen community organizations working there on behalf of students. A lot of people think our jobs don't pay. One of the biggest myths of the sector is that you can't make a lot of money working for a nonprofit, but you can have fun. Well, you know what? We do make a lot of money. And according to a Bureau of Labor Statistics report, we have equal pay and usually better benefits than most for-profit jobs of the same size. We are actually 10% of the workforce in America with 11 million people in our jobs. The key word to all that is of the same size, because what people do is they compare a very small community benefit organization to a large corporation, and of course they're not going to be the same. So if you work for a $200,000 a year community organization, you can't compare that to working to a large corporation. If you compared it to another small for-profit company of the same size, you would see that we have the same pay and maybe better benefits. And if you work for a large community benefit organization like the Red Cross, the United Way, or Muscular Dystrophy, you'll see that your pay is not any different than any other large corporation. And what a lot of people don't know is that if you work in our sector, you can often work off your student debt. That's right. Nationally, in AmeriCorps and VISTA volunteers, Peace Corps volunteers, Conservation Corps volunteers, or anyone working in certain California tax-exempt organizations for at least 10 years can have their student debt completely forgiven. Some people think that our organizations are just there to suck on the government's tit. Well, you know what? 60 to 65% of all income is earned income. Only 18% comes from the government, and the rest is private funding. That means for every $18 the government invests in one of our organizations, they get a $72 dividend return on their investment. Try to find that in your personal investing. Now, it's true that a lot of our organizations are small. 65% are under $200,000 a year and are not doing so well. Only 20% are over $1 million, and 80% of all funding goes to those 20% of organizations. But there's another 15% that are rising up through the ranks between $200,000 and $1 million. And even though 65% of our organizations are not doing well and are failing, when you compare that to the for-profit sector, 75% of all for-profit startups fail in the first few years. So we're actually doing better than our for-profit cousins. Now, we as organizations focus so much on donations, when really we should be thinking more about our earned income, since it is the vast majority of what makes us tick. And earned income comes from contracts, program fees, fundraisers, and social enterprise. There's a lot of ways that we can increase those earned income streams, and I'll be talking about that later on this season on the podcast. So we're looking forward to having you for another season of 501c3BS, and I hope you enjoy all the things that we have planned for you. We have an amazing season for you with amazing guests and amazing topics, and I can't wait to bring it to you. So please consider finding us and following us on whatever you use to get your podcasts. Like us and rate us, and help us ascend the ladder to becoming America's best community benefit podcast. Thank you, and have a great day.